asking you a goddamn thing.
Welcome back.
You know what I was hoping for, Frank? You know what I was really hoping for?
What were you hoping for?
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. That's what I thought you were going to do.
If
I
had
money, I was going to say Frank's going to sing Boys Are Back in Town. Because we're always TCB.
This is a special episode, man. In so many ways.
In case you forgot, this is Dana Street Sessions. I am Louie.
And I'm Frank.
And you can email us, believe it or not, at, what is it? DavidStreetSessions@gmail.com. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I haven't seen you in years.
It seems like it. Yeah. Five? Six?
Yeah, and we're doing this remotely, which is a challenge.
This is a huge challenge. We've got the pandemic going on, so we have to operate remotely, each isolated from the other. It's
and
crazy.
So there might be some sacrifice in sound quality, maybe. We don't know, right? We're working on it.
We don't know. We got all new equipment. The old.
Don't say that. I like blaming the equipment on the sound quality problem.
Well, most of the equipment's new. Because the old iMac, which was the chassis of Davis Street Sessions, crashed. And I thought I had a backup. So there was no worries there. And lo and behold, I plugged in the backup disk because it was an ancient hard drive. And it was my old work computer. Nothing from Davis Street Sessions. But you came to the rescue, thank God.
I swooped in. Somehow, I had some of the stuff on my computer for whatever reason. So we got some stuff. We got some things planned, some things not planned. Our usual combination. But Frank, first thing we got to do, we have emails.
That's amazing.
Have four. I mean, listen, when I tell you where they're from, it's very exciting. The email is from Ron from Sea Isle, of course. Hope he's listening. Hope he didn't give up on us. It's from, take a guess as to when the email was composed. Just take
oh my
a guess.
God. Well, it's not it's new. Right?
Yeah. No, it's not.
So it has to be, gosh, years.
What's today? Today's April 12th, 2020. All right, April 12th, 2020.
That's right.
When do you think this email's from?
2016.
Email is June 14th, 2015. Well, apparently we stopped recording in 2015.
Well, I was close, man.
I don't know what the big deal is. Five-year breaks are very common.
Absolutely.
This industry. But he sent an email about podcasters saving NPR. Well, I don't know how topical that is now since five years ago. But basically he's saying we saved NPR.
Well, of course. Of course we saved. We saved more than just NPR.
That's true.
We saved.
And now we're saving people by giving them entertainment while they're stuck in their house. We have a couple other emails. One we're going to get to a little later. This one is from Joe from Oceanport. Oh, my God. This guy's got another long one from Joe from Oceanport from July 9th, 2015. So this email was an actual letter. Oh, I'm sorry. If this email was an actual letter, it would land itself in an old, abandoned, dusty mailbox. The house that was Davis Street is no more. The Emeril Lagasse sitcom had a longer run. Bandied. At first, I thought that you had your recording equipment in Frank's car. I surmised that Frank parked his car with his bumper hanging an eighth of an inch into Ron's driveway. Ron then called the Sea Isle constable, who in turn had the car impounded.
The constable.
Just for the record, Sea Isle is so bum F that the constable is also the mayor, butcher, town vet, witch doctor, blacksmith, wizard, baker, saddle maker, and cobbler. Whatever happened.
Was cobbler in there twice?
Oh, yeah. You gotta, no. Cobbler's only in there once.
Okay.
whatever happened, the Sessions are dead as Nate Dogg. Oh, jeez.
Why do you have to do Nate Dogg like that?
No. No more sweet dreams for this soldier. This city was built on rock and roll. This city wasn't built on rock and roll. It was built on paper mache.
Ooh. Boy, that's a bitter email. It's a real bitter email.
It's not over. Goodbye. Goodbye, Ron. No hard feelings. Goodbye, Mrs. Skinner. I guess I will have to bet with Jaws now. Goodbye, Nancy. Goodbye, Jim. Goodbye, Frank's trumpet. Goodbye, bad punk songs. How dare you? Goodbye, good punk song. Goodbye, Kevin's cats. Goodbye, man who lasts too long in the sack because of his dog consumption. Goodbye, David Lee Roth. Goodbye, Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins and Mike and the Mechanics.
Aww.
Tears streaming down my face. Good luck to you both. Good night, sweet princes. And flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Oh my, what a wonderful tribute.
That is a wonderful, it would never end. Jesus.
Yeah.
That thing went on for, is it done? Let me ask that first.
It's done, that one's done. There's one more email.
Oh, jeez.
So after all that, a couple months later, Joe sends an email.
Wait a minute, I thought it was done.
It was. No, this is an email that we were added. It's an email he sent to a whole group of people. I guess it just sent everybody's contact. So that's not a real email. So that's it. Do you want some historical facts?
Well, wait, should we mention what the background track is today?
Oh, hell yeah. Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead.
It's Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
A name I thought I would never listen to, but thanks to you, you've rediscovered Selena and passed it on to me.
I made her famous again.
You did?
I told at least four people.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Selena Gomez put a record out recently, last couple months, right? And in my streaming service, I use Tidal streaming service, and I was like, this is new. I'll listen to Selena Gomez. And God damn it, Frank. It was really good. And not even like ironic pop fun, because I like, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, I like pop music. And especially when, you know, women are singing. But it's a really cool album. So I told you about it. I said, hey, don't judge this comment, but go check out this new Selena Gomez record. And you did.
And it's awesome. I love it. Yeah. Even Lisa likes it.
Wow. What do we call Lisa? Downtown Lisa Brown. Downtown Lisa Brown likes Selena Gomez. And do I credit myself for her resurgence? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like I said, five people I got to listen to this thing.
And then tell five people and they tell five people.
It's the coronavirus of pop music.
Yeah.
They're just spreading.
This girl's going to make it big one day. Selena Gomez.
That's
thanks
right.
to you.
Damn right.
You discovered. You made her a big star.
Yeah. So we got some old stuff. We got some new stuff in the back. Great. Great record. Go check it out. Selena Gomez.
I think it's a product. I think you said it. It's a product of the new way to buy music. Now you just pay for a streaming service. You get access to everything. You'll try a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it's.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I certainly wasn't going to buy a Selena Gomez album.
Right.
I mean, I would now because I've heard it. It's great. So go check it out. All right. Historical facts.
Absolutely. Let's go.
1999. We'll start there. I know it's not the newest, but 1999, Bill Clinton is found in contempt of court by U.S. District Judge for giving, quote, intentionally false, end quote, testimony in the Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky thing.
That was the thing where he wanted to know what the definition of is.
Yeah, right.
Nah, he got a raw deal.
Bill Clinton's a fraud. I can't stand him. I mean, he's the worst. And people that like Bill Clinton, I just look at him and go, what are you, an idiot? He got real lucky. If you go back and look at what he did, he stunk. He was a terrible president. And I don't like him.
He's worse than Trump.
What?
He's worse than Trump?
I didn't make any commentary about our current president. That was the cool thing.
But you said Bill was the worst. That means at best, Trump is second worst.
I mean, like a millennial uses it. Like, oh, worst. It's the worst.
Got it.
No, I didn't like him. How about that? He was bad.
Obviously.
Did you like him? I mean, the guy could get it. I mean, he was getting down.
That's right.
I respect that. Like, listen, I'm compartmentalizing this.
Yeah, I could go either way. I mean, I think the economy was booming when he was in office, so.
Yeah, that's why.
Subliminally.
Looking great. But that was the tech boom.
Yeah.
A dog could have been a president and the economy would have done great. He was president at a really fortunate time. His stances were terrible. He was against everything. He was a big don't ask, don't tell guy. He shot down all types of civil rights legislation. He was terrible. He really was. It was like, sign of the times. That's what he did. Screw him.
When's the last time we had a great president?
Huh?
When's the last time we had a great president?
Washington?
He was great?
I don't know. That's the last time we had, a decent. What, Lincoln?
Taft?
Lincoln
was... Father of the West? Polk.
Oh, Polk. My man. James greatest president in ever, really. Don't you think?
Absolutely. You look at his resume. You compare his resume to any other president's resume. Hands down.
Yeah.
He accumulated 90% of the country during his 4 years.
That's true. And thanks to this podcast, we know a lot about him.
That's right.
He was awesome. He's the best. What else we got here? Cambodia. 1975, U.S. admits defeat in Cambodia and removed its remaining embassy personnel from the capital. Do you remember? I don't remember that at all, even as a point in history.
Cambodia. I just remember them starving a lot and George Harrison writing songs to feed those people.
I guess. I don't, yeah.
And we lost to them?
Was that Vietnam? I know, 75. That's 1910. No. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, here's more important than that. In 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets record Rock Around the Clock.
We got to rock around the clock tonight.
Yeah. And then it wasn't a big hit. Shocking. And then it eventually moved in, once it.
He's no Selena Gomez.
No, it's not. It's not Selena Gomez. And that's everybody's problem. Nobody's Selena Gomez. I don't think. Well, I think you want to get to this next email, this last email from Ron.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that brings us
we got to get current.
Well, it brings us to our first segment, doesn't it?
Excellent.
It's time to review the review.
So good to hear that. So good to hear it.
Brings back memories.
Yeah, all right. So we're doing this off an email from Ron. From Sea Isle. Now, here's why. I wonder if Ron remembers these emails. But here's how long it's been. Han Solo is getting his own movie. So, again, this is from July 8th of 2015. So, thanks to Ron for sending this in. So, I figure if we review the review, there's been like 8 Star Wars movies that come out since
right.
We did the podcast.
Hey, Ron, 2015 called.
No, yeah, and then once it's Solo, I'm surprised this article even opens up. Because they got to think, what do they archive everything? So let's think about this. What do we have? Was Rogue One out before Solo? Before this?
I think.
I don't know.
But wait, so there were the three main movies. They came out after Rogue One, right?
No. What did?
The last three chapters of Star Wars, the main story with What's-Her-Name and that dude.
Right, What's-Her-Name and that, of course. What's-Her-Name and that dude. Everybody knows
but
them.
But Rogue One came out before the three came out.
Well, I'm gonna get this definitively because I want to make sure. Let me see here. We got Rogue One. Okay. Let's see. Rogue One came out in 2016. Solo came out in 2018.
So Ron was 3 years early?
Well, remember, they started making it. Like, that was when it was announced they were doing it. So they had to write it They had to make it. And then the middle of making it, they stopped. Then they got a new, then Ron Howard took over. So that took even longer.
Mm.
Then it was shelved for a while, and then it finally came out. So these are the ones that came out since Ron's email. The Force Awakens, Rogue One, The Last Jedi, Solo, and The Rise of Skywalker. So we've had four Star Wars movies since we recorded. So we might as well just take them all. We're not going to read somebody's review because we all know what they say. They all stink. Everyone hates
it. Everybody hated it. All the nerds hated it.
Every single nerd went crazy. So I wanted to ask you about it. How do you want to do it? You want to go through each one real quick? Or do you want to talk about it in general? What do you want to do? Because my opinion and yours is probably similar. We've talked about it in real life.
Might
break down the fourth wall. But, I mean, we did.
My favorite one was Rogue One, which is not part of the main story. But
it's still a story.
It links the first trilogy to the next. Or no, I'm sorry, it's right before the first one, right?
Right. Right. Well, no,
Rogue One's where they actually stole the plans for the Death Star.
Right. Right. Yeah. It was great.
That was the best one.
And I think it was made for adults. I think that's why we liked it as adults.
Right. All that porn.
Because don't like it that much. They like the other ones because they're kids' movies, as we discussed on here before. So I thought Rogue One was really good. That was probably my favorite one. But let's talk in Solo. Did you like Solo? That got hammered. People hated Solo.
I liked Solo.
I liked Solo, too.
It was gritty.
What the hell is people's problems?
Donald Glover was awesome in it.
Oh, man. He's awesome in everything.
He's a renaissance man.
He's the greatest. Speaking of, we were talking about Selena Gomez earlier. I don't know why I had to make this connection, but we're talking about the music earlier. He put out a new album recently within the last week or two.
Childish Gambino?
Yeah, of course. It's fantastic. I mean, everything the guy does is great. Every role he plays. It's unbelievable. The guy's ultra talented. He was great as Lando. Great as Lando.
Yeah, I agree.
The dude that played Han Solo I thought was great.
Yeah, he was great. Good.
Khaleesi was good. She was good.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't know it was her right away because of the dark hair.
That's right. And she had her top on.
That's right.
Very disappointing. Very disappointing. But I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to keep your you don't see any Star Wars boobs. If there was one criticism.
That's true. I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, Star Wars movies, not enough boob.
A lot of bikinis, but no boob.
Enough boob. Yeah. You want to see some boobs. Like, you gotta figure, there's all those poor planets they went to where the people can't afford to eat. They all have clothes.
They
on.
All have clothes. And
all
there's
the
some
time.
Species with like four boobs, six boobs.
They could have done
you
so
want,
much.
You wanna see that?
You're telling me Jabba the Hutt didn't have naked alien chicks walking around? Get out of here.
Well, he had boobs all over the place.
No, he didn't. He had bikinis all over the place.
No, man, him himself.
Oh, he
man boobs. If he was a man. Nothing said he was a man.
Boobs for the whole series.
He loved laying around naked.
Well,
he was the only one naked.
There aren't enough textile makers on Tatooine to get clothes for that guy. So it was perfect. All right, Frank, this is why this is the best. You make a great point. If they would have been rated R.
Missed opportunity.
Any more boobs. That slug has all the boobs you're allowed.
That's
no
it.
More boobs. Oh, my God. So Khaleesi, Solo. I like Solo. You like Solo. Everything's fine. So let's get to the meat and potatoes here. The new trilogy, 7, 8, and 9. All right. First one, Force Awakens. Solo in the theater with you, right?
Did we
all went, right?
I think
so.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what people's problem is. What was the big critique of that? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It was so long ago. What wasn't the critique? Just pick a nerd and find out what the critique was.
Pick a nerd.
Yeah.
Pick a nerd. Problem. I know the black stormtrooper was a problem.
Well, in the South for sure.
No, I think the problem. That's ridiculous. The problem I think was the fact that like. The nerds were saying, well, the stormtroopers are all clones, and obviously he's not a clone, because the clones are made from Jango Fett, and he's not a black guy, so who's this guy? Remember all that?
Right. But then didn't they have, I forget which movie it was, but they showed you, oh, you know what? It was Solo I'm thinking of. But they, in Solo, they showed you all the recruitment posters and they were recruiting people all over the galaxy.
Yeah, but the problem is that people, I don't want to get into it. We get it. Everybody, hey, you're drinking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking?
That is monkey shoulder. Scotch.
Scotch. Yeah, it's real classy. Classy for the first show back.
Got right, it.
So we, yeah. The Force Awakens, liked it. Thought it was good. Liked Kylo Ren. Liked Rey. Got to see Han Solo die.
Yeah. That was a bummer. Chewie was back.
I knew it was happening because somebody spoiled it. They're like, they were having a conversation. Oh, did you see Star Wars yet? I said, no, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, great. And he saw it and he goes, oh, it was such a bummer when Han Solo died. And I go, what? And he
jerk.
Goes, oh, I'm like, you idiot.
And what that, a that's jerk. Great. It's like Lisa.
These jerks that, listen, the movie had been out for a couple weeks. We're supposed to not talk about the biggest movie of the year. I mean, people want to talk about it. So I didn't get, you only get it so mad. I don't care if you spoil stuff. What are you going to do? It's more fun to make fun of people for spoiling something than actually getting spoiled.
It's like when Lisa asked if you watched The Wire and she asked if you got to where Omar died yet.
Yeah, what did she say? Oh, yeah. That,
did you get to the part where Omar died?
She goes, where are you guys? Did Omar die yet? And I'm like, Omar dies. Yeah, that was great. But also,
That wasn't 2 weeks after the movie. That was like 5 years after the last episode aired.
And been on the air for years. So that's on us, you know?
Yeah.
But we had done such a good job of not knowing anything. And the only character we care about, I shouldn't say that, but the main, that was great. That was great. So that was seven. Force Awakens. So I loved it. Gotta wait 2 more years. You get pumped up for the next one, The Last Jedi. Got even hammered harder than The Force Awakens.
Well, and that one that
too.
That one I liked, but it just felt like they were just packing too much in to get it to done. It's like they needed yet another movie to conclude it. It just seemed like every scene.
I want to stop you because I think you're talking about the most recent one, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about because I remember talking about, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we're talking about the one between the second one. The Last Jedi. Episode 8.
Oh, then the Rise of Skywalker is the last one.
Starts with Skywalker's Island. And she learned. She teaches Rey the Force and all that.
Right, and he's breastfeeding on the island.
Benicio del Toro. Yeah, you got it now.
Yeah. I got it.
All right. Dynamite analysis. Yeah, I got it. Did you like it? Here we go.
It was good. It was the second movie. It's the middle movie in a trilogy. The problem with that is, it's not going to end. It's not going to end the way you want it to end. It's just a gap filler, and then you got to wait 2 more years for them to do the last movie. So maybe that tainted me. But there were just a lot of weird things going on in there. I guess I read too much from all the nerds that were poo-pooing it to begin with. So I went into it with a sour attitude. But I enjoyed it. I saw it in the theater. I was entertained for my 2.5 hours. It was good.
And isn't that the point of a movie?
Exactly the point.
About these movies. Like, the point is to entertain. I was entertained. If you're nitpicking a movie that much, the problem's with you, sir.
Yeah, and what are you nitpicking? You know, at the end of the day, what are you nitpicking? It's a story about people that have handles that turn into swords that are lasers and can cut through anything, and they're flying in space, and in a minute there are 10 million light years across the galaxy, and then another minute there are 10 million the other way,
right?
And you're worried about Han Solo's shoes, or you know, he's wearing Reeboks, you know, what when he should be wearing Nikes. What are you talking about?
Jedi don't wear Nikes. Yeah, right. He's a Reebok man. Could you imagine if Han Solo walks around and you see him get a Millennium Falcon and just start pumping up his shoes like that? Explain it. Just go up. Time to hit hyperdrive. And just never, just never once.
Why? Yeah, yeah. Chewbacca. Yeah, you got a 7 foot tall, hairy dog running around. You're worried about who Emperor Palpatine's kids are.
Right.
And that's the nitpicking thing.
Right.
Oh.
Shoot, Snickers. He's a Mars bar guy. My God. Didn't they read the extended universe? This is canon.
Luke would have never eaten a payday. He's got peanut allergies from episode one. You know that.
That's why he drinks the blue milk. He's lactose intolerant.
My God. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That was good.
Right.
All right. So we covered the Last Jedi. Sorry, I'm thinking about Han Solo pumping up his shoes. Yep. You know. All right. So the last one, the most recent one. Now this is the one where you need to do your analysis.
Right. What? Not? Look, I enjoyed it. My problem with it was it seemed rushed. It seemed like, okay, we have a problem. We need to do A, B, and C to fix it. Cut scene. Go to the next scene. Do task A. Go to the next scene. Finish task B. Did we do task B? Yeah. Okay, let's go. Do task C. Let's do task C. Oh my God, oh my God, we might not do it. Oh, we did it. Done. Go to the next problem. A, B, C. Fix A, fix B, fix C. And then it was just very linear, very formulaic, and it just kind of marched through to the end when you got to the point, and it was just kind of predictable to me. I enjoyed it because it was a happy ending and all was good in the universe.
So do you think maybe it should have been two movies?
I think it would have been better if they did two movies, yeah.
If they did like a 9A and a 9B?
Yeah. Or just do 10. Or, just do 9. It doesn't have to be 3 trilogies. It could be, you could add an extra one. You bought it, Disney. You can add an extra one.
Could you imagine the uproar if they did 10 movies? The nerds would be out of control. Out of control. It's gotta be in sets of 3.
Would they?
You stupid idiot. How dare you even suggest?
Because that's how it was meant to be, 3 trilogies.
That's right.
You can't do 2 trilogies and a quadrology.
You know, they got pissed about a black stormtrooper from the trailer. They didn't the movie yet. They're going to be okay with a whole additional movie? These aren't rational people. My God. But well, I liked it. I understand your point. You're absolutely right about it. I just, the good so far outweighs the bad. I know you're not saying it doesn't, but for me, right, that was I understand your point, and when we talked about it, whenever we talked about it, I get it, and it makes complete sense. And you're right, it needs, because I'll take 100 Star Wars movies. I don't care. I don't think you're watering it like these people that like don't want Rogue One. I loved Solo. I loved it. Keep making them. I'll keep watching them. Did you watch The Mandalorian?
Oh yeah, I loved it. Another season's coming out.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that.
And I was afraid of the Baby Yoda too, but that wasn't that bad.
Once that became like a meme and everyone was loving Baby Yoda, I'm going, oh God, this is going to be so lame. Yeah. But they nailed it. They nailed it.
And it's not even Yoda, which I felt good about.
Yeah, right. Because I was like, because it takes place, I think it's a few years after Return of the Jedi. I think it's when it's supposed to be, right?
Right.
I think they say 5 years after Return of the Jedi. I loved it. I thought it was great. I was nervous too.
I'm sure we'll get emails correcting us on our facts if we make any mistakes.
Yeah, and then we'll read them and we'll call them. You stupid. Because we're going to try to do this, right? Maybe not every week, but we're going to try to every once in a while get together and do this. Now that we can do it remotely, I think
we'll do it the next pandemic.
Okay.
Whenever the world needs us. We're like superheroes. We come out when the world needs us.
Yeah, and right now they need us.
Yeah, so we can't do it every week. But I think when the...
Oh, yeah.
When the stars align and our schedules align, we'll try to do one. Yeah.
This works out remotely. It's a lot easier. And we can do it.
It is. It is.
There's not as much... I mean, I feel bad for you because you have all the gear, so you're going to be doing all the technical work.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Are you done? Well, first of all, you done with Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we're done. We're beating it to death.
Star Wars, : shut up, nerds. Like, that's it.
What Stop is it?
I said, if we made a Star Wars movie, it'd be Star Wars, episode 10, shut up, nerds.
That's right.
Suck on this.
That's right. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know your complaints. I care. Like, I care. You're going to go see the movie.
Oh, they'll still, yeah, they're, if for nothing else but to have something to bitch about, they're going to pay to see the movie.
It's ridiculous. I hate them. All right. Well, so what have you been doing during the to keep busy during this pandemic? Very exciting. Every day there's some new wacky thing going on. People are nuts.
I try not to watch the news. I'm not doing any challenges. I'm not doing the shirtless handstand challenge or anything stupid like that.
Wait. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
You take your shirt off and do a handstand?
So what you do is...
Oh, my God.
You start with no shirt. You do a handstand against the wall, and you've got a shirt underneath you. And the goal is to put the shirt on while you're upside down while doing a handstand.
Dude, I almost fall over put my shirt on standing up. Yeah. I'm going to do it on the hand. Maybe that's why I'm...
I know.
What's the point of it? Like, are they raising money?
It's a celebrity thing. That's just it. It's hard to get motivated to do the podcast when all these celebrities are sitting around, calling their pals, putting stuff out on YouTube, you know.
Celebrities are the worst. They are.
You think they're so cool. And as soon as this pandemic's over, back to work. You're not going to see them ever again.
I hate to say this, but the great thing about this, there's a lot of great things about this pandemic. There are. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful, I mean, the death is horrible, but the economy's taking the big hit, but a lot of great stuff coming out of this. When you really think about it, one of the things are you're seeing how full of baloney everybody is. And
in
I
what
love
way?
It. Everything, everybody's stupid. I love it. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Watching people go nuts. And then watch people not go nuts. Like, just people that just like...
People drinking chlorine.
Grocery store in my bikini and just... No, I'm not going to get it. And then the people that are like hoarding in their house. The toilet paper. The greatest thing to happen to America.
The toilet paper catastrophe.
That's the thing. I mean, it's beaten to death at this point. But I still don't understand the toilet paper. I don't understand why people are buying it. I don't get why they're hoarding it. I've taken the same amount of dumps I would normally take.
It's the same. I don't get it because it was so early when people started hoarding the toilet paper. And it didn't happen in China. It didn't happen in Italy, as far as I know. It only happened in America.
Well, in China, they use bidets. In Italy, they use holes in their hand.
No, they don't. They have toilets in Italy.
Some places.
In the good parts. But...
Yeah, one good.
But yeah, but so they.
How we talk about Italy like it's the third world country. The good parts have it. Yeah, the one good part. The whole country's nice. Yeah.
People created this problem. We created the problem because people just started going out and buying up toilet paper and trying to sell it on eBay.
But it still hasn't been explained to me why toilet paper. Diarrhea is not like one of the symptoms.
Yeah, God forbid you buy food.
You're gonna be dumping like crazy.
Yeah,
like, there was. I get food. I get medicine. I get a lot of things. Assume you don't have any toilet paper. There are alternatives.
There's plenty of alternatives.
I mean, God, it's ridiculous. And thank God that we're BJ's people. We shop at BJ's, so we just generally have 8 million rolls of toilet paper.
Because, you got your bunker down in the basement.
Yeah, first of all, when you go to BJ's, everything's like a 48-pack. So you get a 48-pack of toilet paper. And when Katie gets a coupon that's like buy two packs, get one free, well, she buys three packs of 40. We have 800 rolls of toilet paper all the time in this house. Because she never remembers we have 100. So she goes, oh, well, they're on. And she's right. They're so cheap. They're basically giving you toilet paper. So you might as well do it.
Got to do it.
So you just keep doing it. Meanwhile, I'm like, why do we have... Like, we can't park in the garage because there's toilet paper. Like, there's stuff in there.
Should you have put that out on the podcast? You're gonna have people coming to your house now looking for toilet paper.
Try me, Frank. Try to come to my house. Kick you right in the nuts. All right, so you have, besides not reading the news, what else you been training? Training?
Triathlon training.
Frank,
thanks to you.
And I, too, because I wasn't back then. We are, which is a misnomer, we're triathletes.
That's true. Are you a triathlete even though you haven't run a race yet?
Oh, no, I'm a triathlete.
You are. I'm not. You're
soon to be triathlete.
I'm training.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in. We're on like a triathlon team.
Yep.
And you're enjoying it, yeah.
Do we have a name for this team?
Try it.
Try it. We got to work on the name.
It, because it's for beginners.
It is.
Buddy of mine, Craig, started it and recruited me. I think I was the first member because he did one by himself and said, "I want to get people to do it." He loved it. I did it. Did my first triathlon last year. It was a lot of fun. Training's fine. You know, it is what it is. I don't like to train, but do it. And Frank's on board this year for season two.
And Craig does an incredible job organizing and motivating. And you're like his lieutenant, and you do a great job as well.
Yeah, we're built the same, and Craig and
you're built exactly the same. You're like
very tall,
from the neck down, mirror images.
Yep. I mean, it's... It's like the movie Twins.
Exactly.
Except I have less hair than Danny DeVito.
Maybe.
And I'm a little taller. And Craig's not quite ripped like Schwarzenegger, but it's the same contrast.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun. I'm glad you got me into it. When did I start? When was that meeting? October?
Yeah, it was like September, October, maybe. Late September, early October.
And then we started swimming in November, maybe. So November to now. Then we're doing that
bike.
Doing that 80. I know. Doing that 80-20 training.
Did you run today?
I ran today. Today was the long run.
Yeah, it was good. It's called long run.
Long run with fast finish for me. Are we on the same week? Week 7?
Yeah, I think we're
all finished week 7.
I think you're a day ahead. No, wait. I don't remember. I'm doing it, though. I didn't do it today yet, so I have to look at it. But we should be on the same schedule. It's awesome. We're getting in shape, getting ripped.
That's right.
But you got to go get that bike. I'm curious as to what's going to happen. I mean, it's not until August. It's not until the end of August.
I know.
But you got to figure, a lot of people aren't going to be able to train like they normally would. Because a lot of people that do it need a pool. All the pools are closed. We can't get out and do open water swims yet because everything's closed.
I think you might have more people that would ordinarily do the Olympic doing the sprint.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Just because they haven't been able to train as much.
But from what you tell me, the swimming is not that big of a deal. Unless you absolutely can't swim. I think most people can make it through the swim without a lot of training.
Wait till you see these idiots. Wait till you see... I was shocked, even though I was warned about these morons. This collection of people it's absurd. There's nothing that gives you more confidence that you'll be okay than getting there and seeing the slobs that are going to do this. And you go, this is the guy that's going to, like, this
right.
Guy's
I expect to win, man. I expect to win my age group.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and people, you go... you go and do, like, you run down the beach to get in the water, and you see, like, they have lifeguards on surfboards and kayaks, like, every, like, 15, 20 feet in the water. They're staggered. And there's a lot of them. It's very safe. They do this event's great. There'll be people on the first surfboard hanging on, like, out of breath. I'm going, would you roll out of bed and go, I'll just do this today. It's not a long swim, and half of it on the first, it's like a rectangle. So it's really just three. You go out, you go across, and you go in. When you go out, you're running halfway out because you don't start swimming until the water's at your waist. Then when you're swimming across, there's a little current taking you. And then when you swim in, you like body surf most of it. So the swim's very easy. And there are these pieces of garbage out of breath. And they're supposed to stagger your start. Oh, he got me going. They, oh, by asking about it. They got me.
didn't even ask. Did I ask?
I asked you. Oh God, what a life. So they you're supposed to self-seed to go like, all right, my mile run, they go by the running time. So my mile running time, say, is 9 minutes or whatever. So they kind of stagger. All right, the fast people go in the front. So that way you're not stepping on each other. I put myself kind of in the back. I tried to seed myself where I thought I was. There's no reason I should be blowing by these people that seeded themselves. So they're either delusional, that they think they're good and they're not, or they're just pieces of garbage that don't care, or a combination of the two. Wait till you see this. Wait till you see this group of morons.
I can't wait.
Ridiculous. All right, enough of that.
I love feeling superior to people.
Yeah. Well, what should we, you want to do some news?
Yeah, let's get that going.
Let's do some news.
News from around the world.
News from around the world. News from around the world. With Frank and Louie.
Love hearing it. All right, listen. I got two stories. I don't know which one to do. I think this one's the most important. So I'll start with this one. It's coming from Helsinki, Finland. The problem we're having, it's with this new president. Nazis are back.
I've seen them in the movies, man. They never left.
They never left our souls and our minds, but I guess they're always around. But I mean, now, like, they're real Nazis. They're not even scared of telling you they're Nazis.
New this breed.
Is a story about recently a leader of a Nazi sect called, Führerkrieg.
Führerkrieg.
Yeah, that's exactly right, bro. Führerkrieg. The leader lived in Estonia, but it was a network of people all over the world that were in this, in this division, and they all carried out Nazi stuff. I don't know, whatever Nazis do, car bombs and stuff, all this terrorist stuff.
What do they do? What do Nazis do?
I didn't really read it that hard.
They plot and scheme,
and they're all linked to this organization. Well, they found the leader, the leader who called himself a commander. He was a leader of the international neo-Nazi group that was linked to plots to attack a Las Vegas synagogue. Detonated car bomb at like a major new U.S. news network. They went through they uncovered it. They found him in Estonia. He was a 13-year-old boy.
13 years old.
Now listen, Nazis are bad. We get it. We've said it. We talk about Hitler a lot. We used to, and I remember. They're always doing stuff.
They're always up to something.
What they do is horrible. But you take away the horrible things they do. Some of them are bright. They're bright guys. They just have horrible intentions. This kid was 13 years old. Was able to organize this group.
It's a resume builder.
But I mean, pretty good for 13.
It's a resume builder. I mean,
and they can't even. He's only 13, so they can't in Estonia. They can't even punish him really. Because he's too young to be tried for the things that
he's
done.
That's the master race under 18. Nothing people can do to you.
Genius. The person cannot be prosecuted under the criminal law, and instead other legal methods must be used to eliminate the risk. So this 13-year-old kid organized a Nazi group that caused so much commotion that they had to create international task forces to stop him.
Jesus.
And he's 13. Couldn't they just call his dad and tell him to ground him?
Yeah. Is he commander?
He's from Estonia. I don't know how they speak in Estonia.
He's a Nazi. That's how Nazis talk.
They all speak with German accents, but English, but German accents.
Right. Just like
comical.
Didn't you watch Hogan's Heroes?
No, I know. But so that's how they all talk?
That's how they talk.
When you see that grainy black and white footage of Hitler, that's what I imagine he's saying. That's how I imagine. Yeah, but English.
13 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
The commander.
That's what he called himself. But again, they put it in quotes too, because that was like because it's all done through the internet, so they're able to trace the his name on the internet was commander. Do you think the guys Like, one of the guys that was arrested for trying to detonate this car bomb, he was a 24-year-old ex-military, U.S. military guy. Do you think he knew? He couldn't know the commander was 13 years old.
There's no way. I picture finally a big rally, a big Nazi rally for this group.
There you go.
And all, you know, all these hot German women coming out, Nazi women coming out, marching out on the stage to lead the way. Lead the way for the commander. And then here comes, I don't know, would he wear like a big like marshmallow head or something? You know.
I don't know what he would do.
And then unveil it.
I would say he would have a Hitler mustache, but he can't grow facial hair.
Right. Right.
But could you imagine, like, this guy that got caught is, like, rotting in a jail cell, going to be tried for, like, terrorist crime, horrible crimes. And they go, oh, we caught the commander. And they go, oh, my God, what are you going to do to him? Well, nothing. He's only 13. We can't do anything to him.
He's a minor, yeah.
And he goes, could you imagine going, I'm locked in a jail cell because I listened to a 13-year-old Nazi from... What a disappointment.
Right. Sometimes that's the best punishment. Everything you believed in was the dream of some 13-year-old punk.
And barely read.
Right. Can barely read.
Well, he's 13. He can read, I guess. What can he do? He can't do anything. He's 13.
Yeah, right. He can't drink. Can't even vote.
Well, he can drink. I'm sure he's doing all of that. Well, not voting.
He's the commander. He makes the rules.
Getting so many chicks, but has no idea what to do with them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know they're supposed to be there, but I don't know what to. He thinks they're icky. Like they're throwing them at him. They're throwing themselves at him because he's the commander.
They're giving me zakuties.
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 He's the. Put your top back on. I'm not hungry. Because he's a baby.
I'm not hungry. Oh my God.
Well, there's your Nazi news.
Oh, I feel refreshed.
One real quick one, because it's coronavirus related. This is Uganda. A Ugandan court on Tuesday charged 10 police officers with aggravated torture for forcing dozens of women to rub mud on their genitals as punishment for breaking coronavirus curfew.
Coronavirus curfew.
Yeah, there's a curfew, and they caught them out. And they said, listen, you got to rub mud on your genitals. That's your punishment.
The police did this.
Yeah, of course.
They're caught out late.
Regular citizen couldn't pull this move
judge,
off.
Judge, jury, executioner, right then and there, rub mud on your privates.
Yeah, but I don't get what the...
It doesn't equate.
I'm sure it was horrible, and they were forced to do it. But did someone go, wait a minute, what?
Like, they had to have. But you know what? Out there, you don't shake your head at anything anymore. You expect the unexpected.
I guess
crazy
so.
People, they don't have anything. They've been living the pandemic. They have nothing to do all the time. For decades.
Yeah,
for millennia.
I guess you can't question it. I guess if it's true between getting beaten to death or rubbing mud on your genitals, I guess you rub mud on your genital. I mean,
yeah,
I do it
it's
anyway.
A bunch of thugs running around.
No, it's a skin treatment.
Keeps the mosquitoes away.
What?
Keeps the mosquitoes away.
You think that's possible?
It's a myth.
What, the mud on the genitals?
Well, the mud or on just... any part of your body, I think, creates a barrier where the bugs can't get to you.
Oh, that's true, because they just get to the mud. They can't get... The mud's too thick to get through to the body.
Yeah. Don't you watch that Naked and Afraid show?
No, I don't. Did they do that?
It's where I learn all my survival skills. Yeah, they take people. They take a man and a woman. They take them out in the middle of nowhere. They drop them off. They have to take their clothes off. They get one tool. They can take one tool with them. And then they have to live out in the woods.
Modern tool? I mean, like they could say, I want a claw hammer?
Yeah. Normally they take like a machete. Or they'll take a pot so they can boil water. Or they'll take a lighter so they can light fire.
What would you take?
Condoms. There's going to be a woman there.
Oh, God. Gotta pass the time. What if she muttered her genitals? You can't even get in.
That's right. That's my problem. That's why it's called Survivor. Not Survivor. What the hell is it called? Naked and Afraid. I'm afraid.
But you could use her machete.
See? You gotta use your wits.
Scrape the mud off.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'll work.
If you use the backside, or not the, you know, not the the sharp
side. The dull side, yeah.
Dull side. The backside. See how much of a woodsman I am? The back. Not the handle. The sharp side and the other side. All right, so you think that, all right, so you're on board with rubbing mud on your genitals. All right, fair enough. I didn't realize you went that way, Frank. The mud and the genitals.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Well, that's news from around the world.
That pretty was good. Great.
All right, well, we got one thing left.
I think we got to do it.
You ready?
Song of the week. Let's do it.
He nominated you to be, it's your week. So here we go.
Here we go.
Song of the week. The song of the week.
Yeah.
Frank's song of the week.
Song of the week comes to me, and I've chosen Fastball, the band.
Fastball.
Because it came up a few weeks ago between you and I. I'm like, Fastball? I hadn't thought about them. What were they in their prime in the 90s, you think? Or early 2000s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s, I think.
So their biggest hits were The Way.
Show You The Way. You
Out of My Mind, right? Out of Your Mind?
What?
You can tell I'm a big fan.
My name is Adam.
That's right. That's right. You know it. You know it.
You know, they started in 1995. Actually, they started, but that's. I'm trying to think. What was that song?
Were you out of my head? Were you out of my mind? How could I have ever been so blind?
I'm trying to find the album. Yeah, 96.
It's called like High and Away or something, right?
The Way was 1998. Well, the album came out, 98. And they're both, actually, both hits were from that album. So 1998. Which song are you playing?
So I'm playing a song called Fire Escape.
Oh, so it's not even a hit.
Nope. But it's kind of catchy. So I thought I'd, I didn't want to go off taking the hits. So I'm going to play it for you right now. Talk about it.
Very excited.
I could tell.
I'm sure I've heard this at some point.
You've heard it? I don't think I've ever heard it before. Until I downloaded the playlist. Yeah. It's got like a Rolling Stones feel to me.
I wouldn't do that. That's not a good sell for me. Is this off the same album as Yellow?
No, I think it was off a different album. Don't ask me which album.
What's it called?
Fire Escape. Doesn't that sound like Mick Jagger?
I don't know.
Can you see him put his hands on his hips?
Yeah.
I was just got a nice little riff.
It's cool.
A little rock and roll song. I don't want to go with the classic hits. Anybody can hear the hits.
Anybody.
I think they have two singers. That was the other point I wanted to make. Because the guy that sings The Way and the guy that sings Out of My Mind has a very distinct voice. And this guy, if it's not him, sounds very generic. Sounds like Mick Jagger.
You're playing Mick Jagger?
Find
not my view. I know that too.
That's Fastball's latest video from all the pain money can buy, Fire Escape. Unfortunately, Fastball, the band, will not be able to enjoy that video. Word now that they've been missing for 72 hours.
So that's
anybody sees them, they
this
might
is the video
show them
version because I couldn't download the. I got it from Apple Music, which is an M4P, not an MP4, which is a protected version of their song. Apparently, I can't just download it to my computer and plop it in here. So I had to get an MP3 online. Apparently, I got the video, which has that garbage in there. So we have to live with it.
Well, it sounds like the garbage in there.
Okay.
I like this. I looked it up in the second song. This song is the way. This is the second song on the album.
How about you? It's catchy. I like that little riff in there. This riff. Yeah. It's not a bad band. I gotta listen to them a little more. See if there are any other songs besides the two hits they had.
There was some guy I used to follow when I had Twitter. I used to follow on Twitter. He was hilarious. But he always talked about Fastball.
Really?
He loved Fastball. And I didn't think he was, like, that was the one thing I think he was being serious about. And maybe he wasn't.
Who was it? Do you remember? Was it like a celebrity or just a random or a minor celebrity?
Yeah, probably like a writer on a TV show that nobody's heard of. You know, but he probably, you know, I don't know. He had a lot of followers and stuff, but he's not like a famous guy. And he was hilarious, but he always talked about Fastball, and that he liked, now I say always, maybe like once a week, which is a lot to talk about Fastball.
That's too much Fastball, yeah. But no one can like Fastball that much.
I think he was just trying to push them. He's like, they're really good, and nobody listens to them, and they should. Yeah. So I always think of him when I hear Fastball.
Well, I'm going to start trying. All right, well, it's about that time, Louie.
Is it?
We're 57 minutes in. And 33 seconds.
Man, I'll tell you, Frank, time flies.
Time flies, man.
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially like this. I mean, we're not really conversing unless we have microphones in front of us.
It's the only way to do it. Headphones and microphones.
It's all superficial otherwise.
That's right.
Unless we're in Speedos or we have microphones in front of us. Because of this training, I see you in a Speedo once a week.
That's right.
And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I know. That's what got me up in the morning every Sunday.
The first time we trained in the pool, we got there. Obviously, we got in our Speedos. And I'd forgotten you had a tattoo. You remember you on the pool? Like, Frank!
I thought I had a monster on my shoulder.
And I go, I forgot you had that tattoo. And then, of course, I drew so much attention to it. I'm screaming in the pool. So then everyone's looking. People are just like, Frank's got a tattoo. But like, because I made such a big deal about it. Because I just forgot. I'd forgotten all about it. And then I went, holy cow, Frank's got a tattoo.
Good thing it wasn't like a hideous mole or something.
Frank, your hideous mole.
Forgot you had that hideous mole shaped
like
God.
Blood. It's so big.
Just look at it.
It's like out there.
It's out there.
Oh, my God. Well, Frank, this was exciting. We'll do this again.
Yep. Every time the world needs us, we have to come out and perform to make people happy.
And what a performance.
And educate. Always educating.
It is our job to educate. All right. So we have to give this a shot, or what do you think?
Let's do it. The only way we know how.
Terribly?
We gotta use our beatific voices to tell the world what it's been built on.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm curious to see how this goes remotely.
Yeah, it'll be something. No promises to anybody. This is gonna be clean, no fancy, you know, no auto-tune, no effects, pure voice.
Pure voice,
pure rock and roll.
Oh my God, I was very excited. You can hear I'm stammering. I'm nervous about this.
It's gonna be awful, but let's just like the pandemic. Let's do it.
Oh, Frank, we're gonna kill it.
Okay,
we're gonna slay the audience.
All right, let's get ready.
We're gonna breathe.
Are you ready?
Am I ready? I guess. Make sure. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
La la la.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Isn't he Cumberbatch?
Batch. Isn't that how Bumper said it? Back. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, Bumper. Right, of course. How could I forget Bumper?
Pitch Perfect.
Here you go.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me, recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place.
Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Got too many runaways, eating up the night. Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio, don't you remember?
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Someone's always playing corporation games.
Who cares? They're always changing corporation names.
We just wanna dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible.
Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
It's just another Sunday in a tired old street.
The turf. Oh, 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 oh. We must bust the beat.
We just bust the beat.
Who counts the money underneath the bar? Who rides the wrecking ball into our guitar? Don't tell us you need us,
'cause we're the ship of for America, calling through,
come
your,
through
schools.
Your schools.
Well, the pandemic can bring out the best.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, first time.
Don't you remember?
Right? Nice call. Nice call. Nice call. Well, sorry to ruin everyone's ears with that.
We'll get it. It's the first trial run of the remote connection. So we'll get it better, right?
We're rusty. What do you expect?
Give us a break. You want content? You want quality entertainment?
Exactly. What'd you pay for this? Nothing.
Thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, man. And be safe, everybody.
Yes, we dream, Joe.
Over now.